tape is rolling. This is John Ebel, candidate for Congress. Simple question. If you would have been in Congress when they voted to reopen the government, would you have voted yes or no? Why or why not?
My vote would have been no, because I feel like we had an opportunity there to really move forward a cause that is embraced by at least 80% of Americans and has been held back by a Republican majority in Congress that doesn't really act on empathy. It seems to react to either large infusions of cash or expressions of power. And this was an opportunity that we as Democrats had to exercise some power, exercise some leverage, and do something that was just and right and good. And, you know, it's done. The continuing resolution passed, and I think we have to work with the landscape that is before us now, but I would have done something different.
Do you think government shutdowns have been weaponized by either side to use for political leverage?
Well, I think that's really at their core what the government shutdown is. So, yes, back in 1995 and then again in 1996 when the Republicans shut the government down, I was one of those people in uniform. I was in the Navy at the time. And so, you know, it's somewhat disingenuous, I think, for Republicans to be saying, oh, look at all the damage that's going to be done by the Democrats. How could they be so callous? I lived through that callousness back in the mid-90s, and it was seemed perfectly okay. You know, Newt Gingrich had a little bit of a stomachache or something, and so we shut the government down twice. I don't know that that was appropriate then. Now it seemed to me somewhat different because there was a just and good purpose for which the shutdown was going on, to get these 800,000 DACA recipients who are our neighbors and our friends and our coworkers and students in our schools, to get them on a path to citizenship. And that's something that the majority of Americans really want. And I regret the Democratic leadership took the path that it did, but they did. And so we'll move forward.
Okay. And one more thing, just shifting gears, and I apologize for keeping you too long here. The Republicans in Congress voted to release these intelligence memos, or a memo. What is your comment on that?
Well, I think it's regrettable. You asked me about the politicization of government shutdown. What is, to me, far more damaging in the long term is the politicization of intelligence collection and the politicization of intelligence gathering and analysis as a profession. These are committed public servants who have given their lives to making our country safe, and to be undercut as they are being undercut, and to be, accused of being partisan hacks in the way that Devin Nunes appears to want to accuse them is really, really regrettable. So, it's disappointing to me as a former intelligence officer to see that this is what the chain of command feels about the men and women that I worked with and had tremendous amounts of respect for and still do.
Okay. Is there anything else that you would like to add, either regarding the intelligence memo or the vote to or the funding extension that was voted on?
I think that's it for now, Mark. Thanks a lot for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay, John. Thank you very much. You have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.